iron them, do them up.
Uh-huh. Is there, what might you call both washing and ironing together?
Well, I call it laundry myself. Okay.
And, say if you had a two-story house to get from the first floor to the second floor, you'd take the...
Well, if you didn't have an elevator, you'd have to go up on a stair step.
Okay. So, would you use that same word talking about something outside, like from the ground to the porch?
Yeah.
What would you call those?
Well, I don't know, honey. What you call that?
Would you call that stair steps?
Yeah. Well, the stair steps always, if you got a two-story building, they generally always put in the house, you know. Mm-hmm. Go from the bottom floor to your top floor there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way that's built.
Okay. What about when you have a porch?
Well, it just built out front of your house like that, you see. Summertime, you set out in the cool.
Mm-hmm. How do you get down from the porch to the ground?
Well, they got doorsteps.
Okay. So you call those doorsteps.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I see. Say if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd tell someone to...
Close that door.
Okay, or another word you might use besides close?
Yep, close that door.
You know, some houses have these kind of boards that lap over each other.
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, now there's different kinds of that stuff. They're talking about the wall of the house or on top of it, where it's covered with boards, you know. Mm-hmm. They all have to lap, by the way. But now where it's covered with tar paper, like mine is, they don't.
Mm-hmm. What about those, what do you call those boards on the sides of the house that lap over each other?
I call it roofing.
But on the sides?
Well, that'd be roof of your house, you know, where you lay that together that way.
No, I mean on houses along the walls of the house, you know, you put these boards lapping over each other like this. Would you call that clapboard or weatherboarding?
And weatherboarding is what I call it.
Okay.
You know, that's all it could be.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And before they had bathrooms inside the house, they used to have.
Well, they just have to get them a tub.
Uh huh. What?
Most all places now got a bathroom in it, though.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Does your house?
No.
What do you have?
I don't have it.
Do you have a building out there?
Yeah, back out there.
What do you call that building?
Well, I call it toilet, what I call it.
Okay. Any other names for that?
No, not that I know of.
Any joking names?
Huh?
What the... Now, do you have much property here?
Well, no. You take this land and property here. I don't own here. All I own is just this house. See, I put this house here when old Granny Lewis was living here. Ernestine was mostly off at work all the time, see.
Mm-hmm.
And she needed somebody here close with her because she was old.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me, "Say, you build your house out there and live it as long as you live if you want to." So I went, built that, and I'm still here. But Ernestine, now that her girl up here owned the property, you know, the land and all. I don't own nothing.
When was this that you moved out here from Summerall?
Oh, I've been here for 20 years, yeah, 30 years, I reckon, because, you see, I've lived in different places besides here, you know.